get me through.
That was Good to See You, a brand new song by Henry Taylor. Henry just happens to be my very special guest this week. My name is Stuart McKee, and this is Musicians FAQ.
You've got to love yourself before you love anybody else.
My guest this week is a singer, songwriter, musician with folk rock roots who's been playing on the scene for almost 25 years. He's played some of the most iconic music venues in Toronto, including Lee's Palace, the El Mocambo, the Rivoli, the Cameron House, Dakota Tavern, the Mod Club, and the legendary Horseshoe Tavern. In 2015, Henry performed at Dauphin's Country Fest as a finalist in the CMT's Chevy from the Tailgate songwriting competition. He put out his first solo album in 2011, and he's been going strong ever since. Please welcome to the show, Henry Taylor. All right, joining me on Musicians FAQ this week, it's Henry Taylor. Henry, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, man. Been looking forward to chatting with you. I've been listening to a lot of your music lately. I know you've been getting some airplay on The Groove with John P. Brenner, as have a lot of other local artists, and really enjoying your music. So what I like to do on the show is just kind of get back to the real beginning of things, find out where you were born, what your childhood was like. Tell us a little bit about that.
I was born in Montreal, Quebec, and lived there for a little bit, but mostly I moved to Ontario after kindergarten, and I grew up here in Kitchener-Waterloo. Went to Shepherd School, ended up at Cameron Heights Collegiate Institute for high school, did a little stint at KCI, and that whole time I guess really started playing guitar, and when I was like 15 or 16 in all the clubs as a Neil Young cover band called Young Street.
Nice.
With a friend of mine, and really just still playing.
Right on. Yeah, once you start it just never leaves, eh?
No, never leaves. So, yeah. But, started in Montreal, ended up in Ontario, and I've been here ever since.
All right, cool. Do you speak French?
Not really.
No, left too early to master that, eh?
Exactly.
Yeah, funny. My mother was born in Montreal, but moved here as a child, but she spoke a little bit. So what about around the house? What was anybody else playing music? What kind of music was being listened to in your household?
My dad was very heavy into music. So we had, when I was in grade six, I, walked in, I found a tape that had one side was part of Comes a Time by Neil Young, and the other side was part of 2112 from Rush. And I sat in back in those days with your Sony Walkmans, and I listened to these tape, and I came down in the morning and said, "Dad, who's this?" And he said, "Oh, okay." And he went over and goes, "I have that album." And he pulled out, Comes a Time from Neil Young. So I had all, Neil Young, Simon and Garfunkel, Joe Cocker, the Eagles, everything, all the 70s, big hits,
yep.
Fleetwood Mac, right into the Bee Gees. You nice. Know, we just had... And there's Joey the hot dog. And no, we had all sorts of music, you know, and my dad played guitar. So there were all his guitars lying around the house. And I just decided to pick one up one day and really, really just enjoyed it, you know, enjoyed listening to music. So I wanted to be part of it in a bigger way than just, you know, enjoying it through headphones and speakers.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. I'd say every album that you rhymed off or band that you rhymed off, I've gotten in my collection, either on vinyl or cassette. From back in the day for sure, whether it was mine or Big Brothers or Big Sisters, but same kind of music that we grew up with.
Oh yeah, I mean, I remember pulling out an original Janis Joplin album, you know, back from when she put it out in, I think it was 68 or something, I forget what the title was now, you know. So he had a lot of really great albums.
That's awesome. Yeah, my brother actually bought Comes a Time the week it came out. I remember him coming home with that when it first came out that week. So your dad played guitar. Was he in bands at all?
You know, he was. He was in folk groups all through university. I think they're called the Quarrymen, the Taylor Trio or something. And they played out at UNB all over the East Coast.
Nice.
And, you know, three-piece band, harmonies. He actually sang Blowing in the Wind in French for the Governor General one year with his little folk group out at Tadoussac Resort where he worked in the summers.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, there's always been, you know, music flowing through from his side of us for sure.
Nice, nice. And singer as well?
Yeah. Nice singer.
Yeah. Was he a songwriter or is they mostly cover time?
They just sang the covers like Froggy Row Your Boat Ashore and, you know, all the, you know, Bob Dylan hits and, you know, hits of the day.
That's great. I'm a huge Bob Dylan fan. What about siblings or your mother? Anybody else in the family musical?
You know, my older brother likes to play, likes to learn Tom Petty and, you know, sit around on Friday nights and, you know, learn some songs and, well, they're mostly just more of a hobbyist for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So you started playing guitar in high school. So when did you first kind of, were you singing as well when you were playing or just kind of strumming chords or were you diving right in trying to be a guitar player? And
well, I went, as you know, I kind of found the folk singers and stuff like that. And, so I went, you know, right into the, you know, singing chords and, you know, the harmonica holder and put the, you know, do the whole Neil Young, Bob Dylan idea. So I, you know, once I learned the chords, I just started singing the songs.
Right. And yeah. Sorry, I'm not sure if you mentioned at the beginning, what, remember your first gig or the first time you played live, was it at a high school function or was it out in the bars or just jamming?
No, actually my first gig ever was in Arpo's in Waterloo in the day, which is, I guess now behind, would have been behind Conestoga Mall.
That's right. Yeah.
And we played again with my Young Street. We call ourselves the Neil Young cover band. And, we were opening up for Midnight Sunshine back in the day, which had, like Patty Flynn and Chris Gatchney and a few guys, you know, Patty Flynn ended up being the Groove Daddies.
Yeah.
And Gatch is in Chris Gatchney's, you know, Fat Cats and Stumbleweed. And so, yeah, I mean, that was my first gig at Arpo's in Waterloo.
That's awesome. I actually helped open the Arpo's in Kitchener with Arpo and his brother, Jack. Jack was in a band called Major Hoople's Boarding House playing keyboards and working as a waiter. And I was working as a cook and doing lights and roading for them. And they decided, hey, we're opening a restaurant. You got some experience. Come join us. I'm like, all right, cool.
Nice.
But yeah, it was
gigs there too.
Did you?
Gigs in the Kitchener one as well. Yeah.
Nice. Down on Scott Street. Yeah. It was cool. It was a great place. I mean, there used to be so many places to play back then. And
there was a lot in the Union Halls and we'd set up shows at the Union Halls, the IBEW and stuff out on, Weber Street and, you know, wherever we could set up a show for some reason, Kitchener really, you know, all our friends and, you know, they all came out.
Yeah.
If you were putting on a show, it was, you know, pretty much packed with everyone you went to school with. So it was kind of really cool that way.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, you didn't have trouble drawing a crowd and actually even making a few bucks back then.
A little easier than now.
Yeah, for sure. And what about songwriting? When did you first start writing your own songs, or what inspired you to start writing songs?
I think I wrote my first song when I was probably 17. And I just, you know, after a while you start, you know, playing covers and all the time, and it gets a little, you know, for me, it got a little stale.
Yeah.
And I wanted to just progress, you know. So when I was younger, I wrote some songs and, you know, started, you know, fitting them into our shows and stuff. And so we kind of morphed out of the Neil Young covers to, you know, a bit of Neil Young and a little bit of us. And that was the first time. Yeah. And then I've written songs, you know, gosh, since then, through till now. And then, I mean, when the songwriting really took off is three albums ago, I started writing songs with my wife, Monique, and who's just an incredible lyricist. So, and songwriter, it turns out, you know, we were only together for a long time before we, you know, figured that stuff out. So,
oh, no kidding. That's awesome.
And now, you know, since that's been happening, you know, I think, you know, the songs are better, the you know, getting a little more attention off the songs. And
yeah,
so I think, you know, I did a lot of years by myself thinking, oh, you know, I'm gonna write a song and la la la. And the second I teamed up with you know, Monique, after I did have a songwriting partner earlier on as well, you know, it really, for me, the songs really started taking off and hitting a level that I didn't even think I would hit.
That's cool.
You know, or I hadn't hit anyway by myself. So. Yeah.
Shines bright and stays too long. It's not for me.
That was Happy Song by Henry Taylor, co-written with his wife, Monique Montgomery.
And you guys play live together as well?
No. Monique's, as we call her, she's the secret weapon. Nicknamed by my last band, the Long Horse Rangers. You know, they said, you know, it's pretty neat, a rock band singing lyrics like this. And, you know, Charlie McKittrick, my old drummer, just goes, oh, yeah, well, she's our secret weapon.
That's fantastic.
Know? So,
yeah. Nice. It must be really, really quite rewarding. So what sort of songs first inspired you to, like, was there a particular style of song? I mean, you're playing a Neil Young cover band where you, or a lot of the songs you're writing that kind of style of song when you first started writing songs?
Yeah. They're pretty much, you know, the four chord, either rock and roll or, you know, country type songs. And I had a, you know, my teammate back then, Craig Smith, you know, great guitar player. So we, you know, mostly, you know, I'd say like Neil Young, Tom Petty style stuff.
Yeah, cool.
Which I don't think it's changed much now, but I think the instrumentation's better and, you know, I'm better.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can definitely hear some of those roots and influences, that style, that vibe in your music. But I mean, you've definitely got your own sound now, which is fantastic. We were just talking before the show, you had your first album out in 2011. So you've been quite prolific. And is songwriting kind of a regular daily thing for you, to have a ritual with songwriting, or you just kind of write when you need to write or when the mood hits you? Or,
you know, it's funny. I, you know, when we write songs, the music's always first. So yeah. I come up, you know, with a groove, you know, on my guitar. This, you know, I mean, sometimes I'm in my studio here at home and I come up with something. It's like, awesome. Okay, I like that, you know. Then I will bring it to Monique, you know, and we'll, you know, bring it together. She'll write some lyrics. Then we'll end up, you know, taking the lyrics and the chords and, you know, talking about it and, you know, working it into a song.
Right.
And then... you know, the nice thing from there is we record everything at home, so we can do a little demo. We do a little demo of it so we don't forget it. And but really we write, you know, when it comes up. Again, I'm not really the type of guy who's going to wake up and write a song about the chair just to write a song that day. I think it needs to come through me in the chords anyway for me. And then when I bring the ones I like up to Monique, you know, it turns out to be a song. We have a room, we have our songwriting room though. We sit there and, you know, we do have a bit of a program when we do it and how we do it. And, you know, and within about, you know, hopefully within an hour, we've got a good rough cut of a, you know, of a song. So.
Well, are you recording at home as well or recording in the studio when you record?
No, before we moved back here, I invested in a home studio.
Good for you.
So I had one in Toronto when I was, you know, up till 4 years ago, we were in Toronto for 20 years. And then when we came here, I built the studio again in my house here. So I record everything at home.
Yeah.
You know, so we can literally write a song, go down, record it, mix it, master it, and, you know, put it out to you guys.
Right. That's awesome. And your current album, do you have anything new coming out at the moment? Or are you looking at?
I do. Yeah. We've got, as in the songs I sent to you are all from the new album.
Okay. Right on.
It should be out in just, you know, a couple of weeks. I've got one more fiddle part to get laid down in a few days and that's it. And we'll just mix the rest and master it up. And we're, should be out by mid-March.
Right on. And is that going to be on all the, like, Spotify, all the streaming services?
It'll be on all the streaming services, yeah. And Bandcamp, you know, Henry Taylor Bandcamp.
Yeah. I was going to say, a lot of people are moving to Bandcamp now, which is where you can kind of control things a little bit and hopefully make some money.
Yeah, I find Bandcamp's pretty neat for sure. Obviously works better if you're, you know, have a zillion followers.
Yeah, of course.
To know about it, where Spotify and you know, Apple Music and stuff, you know, you can be found a little bit. Someone's just searching or a playlist picks you up, and that helps out a little bit as well.
Right. Now, is it 2017 since the last album? Is that?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's been a few years.
Yeah, we moved started this album. COVID hit and I really just stopped rushing the record.
Right.
I wanted to make sure it was, what we wanted to do. I re-recorded a few songs that are still in the works now or just about to be finished up. So, with COVID, there was no real rush to bang stuff out, especially at the beginning.
I mean,
that was tough, right? I mean, you couldn't even leave your house. So, so we just focused on, writing some more songs and recording them. Unfortunately, re-recording a few, but, that happens. And
yeah. Now, is music full-time with you, or do you have what they call the day job? Is that?
No, I usually when music was, out there, I would play music and tune race skis. Ski tuner also by trade. So in Toronto, I ran all the ski shops in the winter and, in the summer would be off. That's when we, play music, but always the job is always to fund the art.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because being an artist is fantastic, but it's also, it's tough to make money here and there. So yeah, always had a little side job and then COVID hit and I'm standing in my house here with, music's dead and skiing's dead. And I was like, okay, so I'm out.
Yeah. Now what?
And now what? And I actually, I found the Home Depot. I thought, I'm going to go. And I started working at the Home Depot a year and a half ago through COVID. And it's been, really a great saving grace for me anyway. Nice. And the day job's always been there, but mostly part-time.
Right.
So that there's enough time for playing the music and writing songs and stuff. It's always been a priority.
Now, was it like that right from the start in high school? Like when you started playing and you had the bug, you were like, this is what I'm going to do. Or did it take some time to kind of formulate to, kind of think, is this something I could actually do?
No, that's interesting. It instantly was all I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Like to the point where it was, getting in the way of school and stuff.
Like a true artist.
Yeah. So, but no, it was always something I felt could be done. Never thought it would be very easy to do, but I definitely thought if I'm not doing it, then I'm not going to be a happy person. So yeah. I'm going to keep going and, take the roads that it leads me. And, I played all over Canada. I toured Canada with an older band and, we've always been playing. So
yeah. Now, strictly guitar, are you playing other instruments? Are you writing only on guitar? Are you using piano or other things to?
No, I write on guitar, but I, as playing guitar, so I can play bass, play little drums. But my two main things, my favorite things are guitar and harmonica. Nice. I just love playing harmonica. Yeah. And, there's nothing like plugging in my Green Country Club Gretsch and just playing away. So
there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like my key.
Yeah. I hear you. I've really been loving your music, man. It's been great to listen to. It's the kind of music that I can really identify to. And I mean, the songs are honest and pure and it's
thank you.
It's and it's got a Canadian sound, which is great. So you said the album's coming out in March.
Yeah, the album should be out mid-March. It'll be definitely, if you go to henrytaylor.ca, it'll be there. It'll be pushed all over, hopefully as many social media things as we can. And
yeah,
to get a little push out there. And so that's, I'm going to put it out. We're going to play as many shows as humanly possible and, let it go. So the other idea to that is we have a big show at Maxwell's.
Yes.
Coming up, a big indie night. It'll be the first show in 2 years, with a band, because through all this COVID, even when the gigs opened up, they're pretty much solo acoustic because you weren't even allowed two people.
That's right.
On a stage beside each other. So I'm very excited for that. That's Thursday, March 24th. And, get the band back and let it rock a little bit.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. Yeah, I mean, I was excited last year when things started opening up, but then I thought, oh, geez, it's mostly acoustic, and which is cool. I mean, but after a while, you're going, yeah, I just want to hear a band, man. It's been so long since I've seen a band in a bar or at a club at Maxwell's or wherever. But
I know.
And other bands on the show that night?
Yes, there's Dana Kay and the Remedy are on that. It's English Gentlemen. And I'm not, I think those are the only ones I know. Okay. There's one other guys, but I haven't heard them yet.
And tickets are still available?
Tickets are available. You can go to my website, henrytaylor.ca, and click the link on Maxwell's, and it'll lead you to the tickets there. You can go to Maxwell's website, and you just look up, you know, you'll see the show. Pick my name, click on Henry Taylor, and that ticket info is right there.
Perfect. That's great. Well, hopefully we sell the place out. I'll definitely be getting a couple tickets and coming out with some friends or my wife, somebody, whether I even have to come out by myself, I don't care. And I'll make up for it with the drinking too, because it's been a while.
There you go. Exactly.
Looking around, look.
That's a brand new rocker by Henry Taylor called Leave It Alone, again written with his wife, Monique Montgomery.
All right, so we got the album coming up. We got some live shows coming up. It looks like the world is hopefully going somewhat back to normal. Anything else you want to promote at the moment?
For me, it's nice. It's coming into March. I actually have a bunch of solo shows as well coming up. I have, I'm in Toronto for all you folks in Toronto there, back in Toronto on March 5th at the Rod Gun and Barbers, which has been a real big staple for me over the years. They kept me in business.
Nice.
With a monthly gig or every, bi-weekly and stuff. So they're pretty great to me. I'm going to be at the Falls Road Pub on Victoria Street on Friday the 11th.
Okay.
And then the 18th of March, I'll be at Ridge Social Eatery, which is a dinner show. Starts at 6. And then Maxwell's for the big rock and roll fest.
Very good. Looking forward to it. Yeah, actually went out a couple of weeks, did some open mics with Steve Todd, who was playing out at their Ridge Eatery, and I got to go and jam with him and a few of the guys.
Really nice guy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. I like that place. They're super.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, he was my predecessor. Actually, he started this show, and then when he didn't have time to continue with it, I jumped right at the chance to take it over. And actually, him and I have just been writing songs together as well. So, yeah, it's great. I mean, there seems to be venues are becoming available again. It's not maybe quite like it was back in the day, but there is seemingly more places to play than there's been in a while, when things are open.
I agree with that. I've noticed, even with that little break we had when it opened up again for a few weeks there, everywhere I played, the customers are really appreciative to hear it again.
Yeah, they sure are.
They're thanking you and, it's a little less stand in the corner.
And
I think people realize that they've missed it as well. Not just the musicians. I think the people have realized that, you don't have to play it to like it, but, music is fantastic and, it keeps people happy.
Sure does. Were you doing virtual shows and things during COVID or did you just kind of forget about that?
No, I didn't do that. I felt it just became inundated.
Yeah.
Every day someone was doing one and I just thought, I'm going to focus on the songwriting.
Good for you.
And recording through this downtime. And so, Monique and I just got together and, started working on the songs or tweaking a song here or there. Like I said, ended up re-recording a few just due to tempos and stuff like that. Yeah. So I didn't really jump on that one.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I found a lot of it was hit and miss and it depended on, which sort of online venue or host people were using and what kind of equipment they had. And some people sounded great, there's just something lacking. It's just not the same. I tuned into a few shows here and there, but
I can appreciate the effort. And I think, everyone, I've got a buddy who, every Wednesday night I, tune in and watch him sing a few songs and it's fantastic. But it's still not live. And that's the thing that I'm most happy about that's happening now is, the lives coming back and, festivals are talking about actually, happening again this summer. Neat stuff in the horizons.
I agree. All right. Well, it's been fantastic having some time to chat with you and we'll definitely be playing some of your music on the show. We'll look forward to the new album and the upcoming shows. And I'm sure I will catch you both acoustically and with your band. Before we let you go today, I just wanted to do the 10 questions with you, the old questionnaire that was from the Actors Studio, made famous by James Lipton and developed by a French host named Bernard Pivot many years ago. So if you're up for that, a little fun at the end of the show here, and then we'll let you
Let's do it.
So Henry, what is your favorite word?
My favorite word? Holy smokes. I guess that's two words, but I love holy smokes.
I like it. It works well. What about your least favorite word?
Negative.
Yeah.
The word negative. I don't like that one.
We've had enough of it lately, too.
Yeah.
What turns you on creatively, spiritually, emotionally? I think we probably know where this is going, but...
Well, obviously, really. Music, my wife, my son, my family. That's really where I draw everything from.
Nice. Very good. What turned you off?
I guess I can't swear. Jerks. Get a a-holes, however you want to say it.
Yeah. Well, that segues nicely into our next, what is your favorite curse word?
Okay, so I can swear.
We can say anything except for, we try to sort of shorten up the F word a bit, but other than that, the most of them are pretty okay.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to go with the F-bomb. That's my favorite.
It does have a lot of impact.
Exactly.
I like it. It's a versatile word. I mean, it can be a positive. It can be a negative. It can, it's a nice punctuation.
It's well-rounded.
Sure. That's right. What sound or noise do you love?
Sorry, what sound or noise?
Yeah.
I just love a beautifully distorted electric guitar.
Mm.
In coming out of big speakers.
Nice. And a Gretsch, I assume. Or any guitar.
Gretsch or Les Paul. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. What kind of amp do you play through? I know it's a little off topic, but.
No, I use a Fender Blues Deluxe amp.
Nice.
Yeah. Found that one in 95. Still using it.
Yeah. I was actually going to, I thought I would never buy anything except a Fender amp, and I bought a Marshall amp recently or during COVID, but I was looking at the Blues Deluxe. I think that, or maybe a Deluxe, Reverb. I used to have an old Deluxe, so one of those definitely is coming. I like those old Tweed models, the reissues.
Yeah, it's the reissue from Buddy Holly days.
Yeah,
it's just with the blues side to it. It's just got a really nice low sound to it. Really nice. Powerful.
Yeah, I like them a lot. What sound or noise do you hate?
Oh gosh, probably three, 4 minutes in of a barking dog that's not stopping.
Yeah. Especially the little yappy ones. At least your dog sounds like a dog.
My guy there, you would have heard old Joey Hutt dog. Yeah. Little dachshund, little weird dog. Yeah.
He's got a good size bite or a good size bark for a little dog. So, we could almost get him on a blues record or something.
That's right.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Wow. I think if I were to do another profession, ski racer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Why not? You're tuning in the skis anyways.
I'm tuning them anyway. I know I can get the ski ready to go. Can the person get ready to go? I'm not sure, but the skis will be ready.
you're not as young a man anymore, so be careful. That's coming from somebody older who learned his lesson at the skate park with my son a couple of years ago, and I'm still recovering from aches and pains and broken bones. And
yeah,
you don't bounce back like we used to. What profession would you not like to do?
Would I not like to do? Probably, that's interesting. Politician.
Yeah.
I think I'm not really, I have my opinions, but I really don't, I can hardly watch it. So I don't want to be it.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And I think even the good ones, they just somehow get corrupted. The system itself is just broken. And
it's too tough. It's too tough. I don't care how. You go in with good intentions.
Yeah,
it's pretty tough to make them happen. So
it's funny. I mean, I know everybody's been an armchair critic and a social media critic over the last couple of years, but I don't feel like there's any politician who's really done a perfect job, because I don't think they can. I mean, there's just too many different agendas to satisfy these days, and no matter what you do, you're going to piss somebody off. So,
well, exactly. I mean, if you look back in history, every scandals in every single party they all have their own scandal.
It
doesn't matter.
Every time I get my hopes up for somebody, I'm like, oh no, they went down a bad path too.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, and lastly, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
All right, let's go. Yeah,
right on. All right. Well, Henry Taylor, like I said, it's been a pleasure, man. I've been enjoying your music, and I wanted to get a chance to chat with you, and I'm glad we finally got a chance to connect.
Thank you very much.
I'm looking forward to seeing you in person, and thank you so much for joining Musicians FAQ this week.
No, thanks for having me. It's fantastic.
My pleasure.
All right. Okay. Have a great day, Stuart.
listener. I've got a story to tell. Lift me up. You are the one that knows me well. So pucker up, buttercup. Let's get this show on the road. Buttercup, you are the one I will always love. And I will always love. And when the sun shines on the day, you are the one that is here to stay. You are the keeper of my heart. Yeah, with you,
was another brand new song from Henry Taylor from his upcoming new album. That song was called Buttercup. And next up, we have a song called Today is a Good Day. And it surely is when we have all this great music to listen to.
Hey, this is Henry Taylor, and you're listening to Musicians FAQ on CKMS 102.7 Radio, Waterloo, with your host, Stuart McKee.
Let it go. Cause today is a good day. The trees are blowing. Sky is bluer than it's ever been. I've got nothing in my way. No bag of burdens. Pretty leaves are blowing in the wind. And I don't need no redemption. I don't need no forgiveness from you. All I need is this moment. Thank you.
All right, we're going to wrap up the show today with a triple play by Henry Taylor, featuring Faraway Eyes, Wasted, and It's All Right. And be sure to catch Henry live at one of his upcoming shows. You don't want to miss it. He's playing this Friday night, March 11th, at the Falls Road Pub in Kitchener. He's playing next Friday, March 18th, at the Ridge Social Eatery in Ayr. And then he'll be appearing back here in KW again at the end of the month. March 24th, he'll be playing Maxwell's Music House. My name is Stuart McKee. Thank you for listening to Musicians FAQ.
Nothing new.